morning sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible.
98. It's Filter right there on the longest running and clearly best morning show in KUPD's 41-year history. Holmberg's Morning Sickness, by far the longest-running show that this station has ever had, which is absolutely unbelievable. Carving through all the lies and nonsense and found out, wait a minute, we won that race. Also, I'd like to congratulate all of you for listening. This, what is Arizona's around 6.7, 6.8 million people now. Is that about right?
Sure. More than that, John.
Is it more than that?
Yeah, it's way more.
Is it over 7 million now?
Yes.
Well, I am one of the best 48 in the entire state. I don't know if you guys saw that. I've been named one of the great 48 by Phoenix Magazine.
7.279 million.
Yeah, so I'm in at least the very worst position in 48th. I would imagine after looking at the other people, I'm somewhere in the middle.
Wait a minute. What about just you? What about the rest of the show?
No, it was
what
just me. It's about my charitable contributions through the show.
We donate.
Not like I do on the side. No, there are things I do that you don't even know, and that's why the Humane Society nominated me, and that's why they said amazing.
That's your percentage of the population.
I'm in the 0.000066 percentile of wonderful people.
You and 47 others.
Me and 47 other people are the only ones that can claim such greatness. And the Humane Society, who I feel sorry for, said they nominated me for it. And I'm like, I don't want that. Don't do it. Please don't. And because that'll come with pictures, and that'll mean old ladies will see it, and old ladies will listen to the station, and the next thing you know, we're canceled. And she's like, oh, we just want to say thank you for the stuff you've done. And I'm like, all right, if it's for you guys, if it helps you, that's fine. Never once is the Humane Society mentioned in the entire spread, which is terrible.
So what's next for you, John? Newsweek, Time Magazine? Top five.
Time Magazine's third or fourth best man of the year. I don't want to be number one. That's presumptuous. But I'll go top five in the U.S. of A. And according to Joe Biden, there's 120 million less people now. So my chances have accelerated greatly as he's killed off nearly 40% of the country.
That doesn't sound too bad. You know, we got a lot of space now. And we could definitely be 6 feet apart if that many people
were. We'll get to it in a second. But I'm pretty sure that's it. But congratulations to all of you for having the gift and the honor of listening to one of the 48 greatest human beings in the bordered state of Arizona.
You're welcome
indeed. And the picture makes me appear as if I've got the polio.
It does?
Yeah, because I'm in the crease of the
thing. Is it online?
My right arm is in a crease. And it looks like it's like a sliver of an arm. Anyway, I got a SpongeBob arm and a regular arm. And Jack Ham's in it, which looks great. My boy Jack Ham's in there. Let's get right to this. It's time for your Guadalupe Squares. And here's your host of the Squares, Mr. Creepy Bergeron. Creepy.
Thank you, Johnny. Starting in the top left corner, Arizona is a battleground state. We have Trump that was here. Pence is in Tucson. Why is Pence in Tucson?
We sent him down to Tucson because, you know what, I don't like dealing with Mexicans, and that's mostly what Tucson has. So I say, you know what, Michael, do it.
I'm here now, Mr. President.
Oh, I didn't realize you'd gotten here. Do your thing.
All right. Happy birthday to you.
What the hell?
Happy birthday to you.
Why has he got a dress on?
Because. Happy birthday, Mr. President.
Let him finish.
Happy birthday to you.
God. Isn't that great? Mike sings me that every day.
That is weird.
It's not my birthday. I don't even care that it's my birthday or not. Mike is just such a loyal soldier. He's down in Tucson speaking Espanese. Telling them, you're all going to get the COVID, but we're not going to test as much. That's the new plan. No more testing. Out of sight, out of mind. The new thing. I've stopped talking to Dr. Fauci because all he is a downer. Like, what if we just, like, has anybody thought of the plan? Maybe we just ignore it. Maybe if we stop testing, we won't find it. And we stop testing in four states, and guess what? Not one single new case of COVID. It's been amazing. A fantastic thing. Unbelievable, really, I think. So we're going to stop doing that. And as Joe Biden, if his stats are correct, and there's 120 million dead people because of my inaction. That means unemployment is now going to be fixed by itself. There's so many open jobs. So many jobs.
That's a good point.
There'll be very few people who can't find a job. You know, there's 120 million dead people, and you have me to thank for that because Joe Biden's numbers are accurate. And good luck in November voting for the stain or the actual itself. So good luck to everybody.
Top middle square. I think he's going to have John Holmberg on his show. It's Adam Carolla.
Get it on. Got to get it on. Mandate, get it on. It's Adam Carolla here. Did the podcast with John on Wednesday.
Oh, you already did it?
To promote that John will be on the podcast next Friday. It's a very odd thing I've done there. Where we promoted it that John will be a guest on the podcast at the Tempe Improv.
Now, you're not going to edit him out or anything like that.
There'll be no editing. No, he's the guest for the entire show, and it's done live right there at the Tempe Improv. If you want to go and risk your life for a few laughs, then by all means, tickets available online. It's kind of it's almost as if I'm saying, hey, I've got a lighter and a nuclear bomb. It's interesting, but should you go?
What?
There's look, my friend over here has some hairspray and matches. I know this could end badly, but it is going to be fun.
I like taking risks.
So that's what we're doing next week at the Improv, and John's going to be a guest. Probably all masked up or in a hazmat suit or something. Can't wait for that.
Do you like to bungee jump? You know, you might be into something like that.
It's like a immune system bungee jumping. It's you basically take your chances, you dip your face into the water and hope that you don't come out with anything. By all means, gather around inside the Tempe Improv in a large group for laughs and cross your fingers that that's not the day that it all ends.
Stop right square. The D-backs are coming back. Some of them might have COVID, though. It's Greg Schulte, everyone.
Yeah, it's got the baseball season ready to go. Very excited about the 60-game season where your Diamondbacks. First week, we take on three of the Philadelphia Phillies. Because the entire team has COVID-19. We're going to fly them into Arizona, the three healthy remaining Phillies, and we're going to run a little, I don't know, three-on-three baseball.
Ghost Man.
That's right. Ghost Man at first. Ghost Man advances on a ground ball. Can't have double plays unless you beat the guy to first. Back to pitcher's hand out for the Phillies is how we're going to play this thing. And also wiffle ball. Baseball's got its together, and I can't wait to travel with the team over to Florida and stuff and get that Marlins series out of the way so I can go grab the COVID and I can quit my season. Great job, baseball. Let's get those Phillies in here. And, hey, flying as many teams to the world's hot spot of COVID-19, Phoenix, Arizona. Great idea.
Uh-oh. You're an older guy, Greg. This could be a problem.
I'm definitely not going to be a guy who's excited about the old ballpark.
Middle of square. You might have heard him earlier in the show. It's Morgan Freeman, everybody.
That's right. Soon, Toledo will have my music, and I'll be able to tell the tales that were written about Brady.
Are these emails or something you came up with?
That's the Undertaker's theme.
Oops.
No, that's it. That was just the wrong part.
Here's Brady's return.
What's a story?
A man named Mike.
Oh, beautiful.
The smell of sanitizer still hung in the air. America's sweetheart swung the microphone into position. Damn good to be back, thought John Holmberg. A smile crept across his face as he looked across at Toledo's Easter Island head, and then at Creepy E, sitting reverse style in his high chair. Damn good, he thought. Brady's voice crackled through the speaker.
Hey guys, I'm here,
as he enthusiastically claimed, coming in loud and clear. Porcupine, Toledo said. John looked at the clock. It's 5:40. 5 minutes till the first live show in almost 14 days. He thought. Then the front desk buzzed the studio.
John, you have some visitors,
said the girl at the front. Can't it wait? 5 minutes till showtime, bellowed Holmberg.
I don't think so,
she said, her voice trembling. John jumped out of his seat, grabbing his phone, dialing Brady. While John stormed out of the studio, Brady answered his phone.
Sup, partner?
Said young Brady. We have visitors who apparently can't wait. This isn't one of our very famous dad jokes, is it, Brady? John yelled into his phone. He hit the stairs. The trot began the descent to the lobby.
John?
Brady asked like a scared child. What? John said in response.
Whatever you do, don't open that door.
Brady said. John slowed and stopped. Too late. The door's open, and a dozen toothless hillbillies of various ages and sizes stood in the lobby.
Where's the fat one who hates yogurt?
The leader said.
I'm a boy, and I'm in trouble.
He's at home. He can't be here.
All 12 nodded in unison, filed out the door, climbing into their horse-drawn carriage. Brady's about to get house guests. Any minute now, the rapes will continue in his home.
I think I can hear the screaming.
Welcome back.
Thanks, Morgan. In the middle square.
Morgan, that's story.
We might have another one later. We'll see.
Oh, yeah.
In the middle square, it was going to be Black Lady Brady, but she got replaced by Big Dick Brady Bogan.
Oh, that's right. You know that's right. Look at how big my dick is. I'm Big Dick Brady. Simple goof by a guy who called up on the phone talking about Toledo calling me Big Dick Brady. That never could have been more true. My dick's so big. It's got its own dick.
Oh, man.
And that dick's bigger than Eric's. Oh, I got a big honk on me.
You're a little hunched over there. Is your back hurting?
Yeah. You know what? I go to Red Mountain and try to lose weight, and I can't understand why I can't. They think I'm fat, but that's just me wrapping anaconda around my belly. I may look like I got a boiler down there, but that's just nothing but extra meat. And I got loads of that, ladies. Sometimes I like to stand next to my pool and let the neighborhood kids jump off the high dive, but little do they know.
You don't want to do that, man.
I can't do it anymore.
No.
Chris D'Elia taught me that. Can't use your dick for children.
Stop that. Yeah.
That's a phrase that pays.
That's bad. Middle right square.
That's Chris D'Elia's Netflix special. Can't use your dick for children.
Middle right square. She doesn't know who Aunt Jemima is. It's Megan Holmberg.
Aunt Jemima? Aunt Jemima?
No, you're saying it wrong, Megan.
Aunt Jemima?
Aunt Jemima.
I've never heard of it.
You never had pancakes?
No, I didn't think it was for me. The lady on the box wasn't my color, so we didn't eat those
pancakes.
Wait
a minute. So if there's a black person on a box, you don't touch it?
That's what we've learned here in America in the last few days.
Come on, Megan.
If there's a black person promoting it, white people get nervous and fire that person. Just in case it's racist.
You don't like white rice, Uncle
Ben? Like Aunt Jemima.
Uncle Ben?
I prefer brown rice.
Oh, do you?
Oh, do I?
That's weird.
John's always trying to get me to get another girl in the house. And I'll be damned if it's that Aunt Jemima.
What, you don't like black girls?
Aunt Jemima? No, I don't want her in the house. I don't understand why he wants to have sex with Aunt Jemima so badly.
Who would you prefer?
Weird. Oh, I'll let him pick.
Wow, you're a great wife.
I am, aren't I? In fact, I'll move out for a couple of years.
Man, this is great.
And he can have anything he wants. You heard it here. It is written, so it shall be done.
It's good to have you on the show. I think John appreciates
it. I hope so. As I give of other women to him for his pleasure.
What else will you do for him?
I will rob banks. And bring the bounty home to my loved one.
Man, what a woman.
And his new wife. Or friend. It's the way things should be,
yeah.
I think.
The perfect marriage.
That's why I'm saying it out loud on the radio. To cement it.
Bottom left
square. He should have sex with anyone of his choosing. If it makes him happy.
That's right, Megan.
Very good. I'll clean up after.
Man, that's giving 110% right there.
That is.
Bottom left square. It's Brady's secret square. Give us a hint, Brady.
Yeah, I'm 60 years old. I'm the greatest quarterback to ever play for the Denver Broncos. I don't know why I'm wasting my time here with you knobs. And I'm like,
oh.
I like carrots and sugar cubes. Anyway, this is a waste of my time.
Sounds a lot like I do. I must have a big one. Oh, bigger Rooney.
Bottom middle square. It's her birthday. It's Helen Keller.
Nice knowing you. Nice working with you guys.
Happy birthday, Helen. All right. Bottom right square. It's our boss. It's our boss, Tripoli.
Yeah. What the hell?
Trip, did you approve this?
Was that?
That was Helen Keller.
Not that.
An author. She's
that thing
author.
Holmberg's wife was saying. How do we sign up for that deal?
Oh, man.
I'd have sex with anybody. Bleh! Well, not anybody.
What you been doing these last few weeks, Trip?
We haven't seen you. Tap dancing. I learned how to tap dance online.
Do you?
Tap dancing all over the halls.
Talking to management, like upper management?
Shuffle off to Eric's grave.
Oh, okay.
A lot of new moves I've learned. Yeah. Yeah, I've been talking to management. Yeah. Yeah.
What have they said? Anything
they
good?
They said, how's it going with John just voicing shows from his phone? And I said, splendidly. We cut a lot of dead weight. And I agreed.
I got a lot of dead weight hanging off of my pelvics.
That's not a thing.
That's close enough.
Oh, it's a thing, all right.
All right, put it away.
I have two pelvises just to create a fulcrum to hold this thing together.
All right, we have Monica and Jesse on the line.
Monica, you're a girl. You're first. Jesse, you're, I think, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, good. Monica,
we lost Jesse.
Jesse, are you there?
Oh, we lost him.
Oh, pick up another line. Some idiot will be there.
All right.
Hi there.
Some idiot.
Are you there?
Hi.
Oh, good. Two girls.
One.
It's what I've been talking about.
Is there another man on the line at all?
So can I play?
Sure.
What's your name?
What's your name?
My name's Lori.
Lori? Monica and Lori. This is a first.
Yeah, this is going to be great.
It's going to be a mess.
One
Monica,
day back.
Monica,
we come back for one day.
Monica, do me a favor, and all the times you're talking, say, I'm Monica, like a lot, so we know which one's what. Okay.
Because I'm Monica.
All women sound alike.
That's not true, John.
Oh, man.
Yes, we do. Would either of you ladies like to send photos to my husband and become his new concubine?
Concubine.
I think
hot.
That's what it is.
I like that.
Flick the concubine.
Monica, you're up. Pick a square.
All right.
I'm Monica.
Okay.
So I'll pick the top right. I'll pick Schulte.
Greg Schulte in the top
Greg
right.
Schulte.
Who would have thought you'd be first?
And that's the first time that's ever happened. I wasn't even first at my own wedding.
And the
two guys had to leave for me to get that gig.
Ladies love you, Greg.
Ladies love the Schulte. The Gebner. Broadcasting live from this lady's heart. Her name's Monica.
That's right. It is. Very
Monica,
good.
Do you have the COVID?
I don't have the Rona.
Well, if you go down to a ballpark near you in a few days, you're probably going to catch it. All the Phillies have it, and they're coming to town. That's right. We're dragging people cross-country into the hot spot of Earth. We're going to play some ball because it's so important that Mad Bum gets a few balls in there before we lose them.
We might be able to get like 20,000 in Chase Field.
Yeah, that'd be great. Let's pile that in there. Good thinking. We can watch the Diamondbacks middle their way through a season of 60 games. Come up two games under 500 and still make the playoffs. I'm excited about baseball.
Here's a question, Greg. True or false? Your brain uses 500 watts of energy to think.
Get the hell out of here. The hell is that thing?
Sorry about that.
She sticks to the walls.
She's been pent up for a while.
She's a climber.
She's been dead. So, Greg, 500 watts of energy to think. Is that true or false?
Takes 500 watts of energy to think.
Your brain uses 500 watts of energy.
I don't think I'm plugged in anything. I don't know how you'd even measure that. I'm going to have to say that's not true. There's no possible way we're using wattage in the traditional terms.
All right, he says false. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
That's right, it is false.
Yeah.
Good job.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Or did I?
That's shocking.
X gets a square.
Oh, jeez. Dad jokes from Gilbert.
Laura, you're up. Pick a square.
Okay, I'll take...
I never wished a guy to get COVID twice, Brady, but let's just hope that immunity thing isn't true.
Go ahead, Lori.
I'll take Adam Carolla.
Adam Carolla, top middle square.
Mahalo.
Mahalo.
That's hello in Hawaiian. Also, it's goodbye.
But you're not Hawaiian.
No, I'm not. Good. It's excellent observation skills, Eric. Doing a great job.
Why are you saying mahalo?
Because I say mahalo as a greeting, and I've been doing it for years. That's part of the gig, Eric. I'm sort of a combination of Andy Griffith and Gilbert Gottfried.
I see that.
I have sort of a look of maybe if George Clooney had sort of a special brother on the spectrum. That would be kind of – I'd be the one that when George Clooney dies, I do the interviews on CNN. They're like, yeah, I see it, but –
there's definitely a better one.
Do you ever think you over-explain things a little?
You know, some people have said in the past, and you know what? It's like my explanations are sort of like, it's almost like, remember on A Dream of Jeannie?
Yes.
When Jeannie would have like, she'd have like a simple dilemma.
Uh-huh.
But the dilemma was always exacerbated by like Dr. Bellows, because he'd come to the house and they're like, why did you open the door, Jeannie? Like, you have a Jeannie. And then Tony Nelson is in there, and he's got his friend. But they're always making simple problems worse by just stop answering the door for Bellows. And that's what I think I do.
Man. It's a question. True or false? Snails right. never sleep. Is that true or false?
Yeah, it's
tell me about snails.
Well, snails are interesting, Eric, and here's why.
Oh, great.
First off, like the snail trail. Like without that, we would never have, like, the Helen Keller joke about, meh! Oh, yeah, I forgot she was here. Sorry about that. I'll stray away from that. I'm going to say something controversial now.
Uh-oh. Be careful. Not on your show.
No. That's true. A snail is interesting because they don't sleep.
Hey, that was a question.
Oh. Well, snails and it's, never sleep. It answers itself, really.
All right. He says, true. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Actually, it was false.
Actually, snails have little—well, the ones that they have siestas. Every 28 days, a snail takes a nap for 4 days.
All right, we could get a sweeping here. Monica, you could take President Trump for the win.
Let's get it out of the way.
All right, well, I'm Monica, by the way.
That's right.
so I'll be the Trump.
That's right.
You're going to do the Trump.
You're going to do the Trump. It's a dance. It's like the Dougie.
Like the Humpty Dance?
It's the Donnie. Do the Donnie, I say. It's great. No testing. Have you ever been tested for COVID, Monica?
Nope.
You can't have it then. If you never get to, the leading cause of COVID is testing, I'm finding.
Exactly.
The less testing we do, the less people that have it.
You could, stop all testing.
Yeah, like if Brady never got tested, we'd have never known.
That's true.
And everything would have been just normal. Everybody would have been fine. And then everybody would have felt a little weird and they'd be like, I don't know. There's no test. Like a lot of people think maybe we should test. Did you go to my rally? At the 100% clean bleach church?
Nope, I work.
It was great. It was a freedom rally. We had a great
she
time.
Worked. Nobody got
well, you're welcome for that, having a job. Glad you work. You're welcome. I didn't hear a thank you, but I assumed it.
Here's your question, pretty Mr. Great. President. True or false?
China.
That was random.
Yeah.
Hippo milk is pink. True or false? You ever milk a hippo?
You know what? Rosie O'Donnell once tried to milk herself in front of me just to make me throw up. It worked.
Pretty sure Junior's milked a hippo.
I've seen some hippos being milked. I have higher standards than that. I've never milked a hippo before. I would have someone help.
I'll gladly, Mr. President,
oh, man.
Milk a hippo. Yeah, if
you know what, we've got Mike on it. I think Mike's a great hippo milker.
Why don't you ever give him a good job?
It's a good job right there. It's
is
a great
it?
Job. You get a lot of milk.
Okay.
A lot of milk. People think it tastes like strawberry, but it really tastes like hippo piss. Because that's not a girl hippo, Mike.
Why would you send him to Tucson? That's horrible.
You know what? It's part of the United States for now. You know, a lot of people say Tucson's terrible. So I sent Mike. Because, I mean, I was down in Yuma. I looked at the wall. Got a lot of beautiful. The wall is beautiful. It's very hard to climb. I've noticed how hard it was to climb. Helen Keller scaled it like it was nothing. But
she's good.
She's a very good climber.
True or false about the hippo milk being pink?
We don't have hippos in America. I'm working on that.
What?
Trying to get some hippos just at zoos.
Make hippos great again?
We need to make America great again. Remember when we used to have the tundras roaming hippos free in the tundras? It was an amazing.
No. And
remember dances with wolves and the big hippo hunt?
I don't. No. I don't remember.
Hippo hunt. It's a great band name.
True or false?
Get a picture of a fat girl on the album.
Hippo milk.
We are hippo
pink.
Hunt. Hippo milk is pink. And if I ever have to know that for real, I'm going to kill myself because
that
means
this is going to be in the debate.
I needed
later.
A drink of hippo milk.
All right.
So I'll say that's like hippo cheese is pink. I know that for sure. So possibly hippo milk. Hey, it's very possible. People say a lot of things about hippos.
You have to answer the question. Stop being a politician.
Never answered a question.
People say what about hippo milk? And I say, why not? You know, the Democrats have never wanted hippo milk in the fake news. Fake news will make you think it's white, but it's hippo milk.
Just say true or false.
I'd say it's true.
All right. He says true. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
That's right. It is true. Monica wins.
Easy.
Hold on. We'll get both of you something for schizophrenia.
Actually, we only have one $50.
They got to split it.
No. Sorry, Lori. You're
sorry,
right.
Girls. Sorry, kids. All right, let's get the heck out of here. Oh, what a week.
That was tough. That was grueling. Man.
I like these one-day work weeks.
Can we just make this a thing?
Yeah, 6 days off, one day on.
John Gordon
will do it. I am so for that. That would be pretty
Brady
awesome.
Could just broadcast from home the rest of his life.
You know what we could do for fun? Oh, I don't know if I want to let Brady in on it. One of these days, Brady, we're not going to be here, but we'll have Toledo playing clips of us talking and see if we can get you involved in a conversation with a computer.
It'll work.
I think it might. It might. Anyway, let's get out of here, shall we? I've got great 48 things to do today. So many responsibilities when you're one of the best 48 people in the state. Whew. It's incredible, the responsibilities they've had. So far, I haven't gotten a call or anything, but I'm sure that they need me for something.
Is there a trophy that comes with this?
Well, whenever there's crime, we assemble.
Like Voltron.
And then, yeah, and then we go fight it.
That's amazing. Or the Avengers, yeah.
Yeah. We're the great 48. Me, Mark Curtis, the lady that runs Hana.
Benihana?
No, Hana. It's a wonderful restaurant over on 7th and, is that 7th and Missouri? 7th Avenue, Missouri? It's amazing.
Wait a minute. She runs a restaurant and she's one of the
charitable.
Best 48 people?
Very charitable person. She takes all the stuff she could be putting in her own pockets and dropping it on the neighborhood.
Doesn't seem smart right now with the way things are going.
I'm not saying she's doing it now. All these nominations were before all this absolute storm happened. I bet you she's padding her pockets just like I am. That's silly. Anyway, good luck to everybody. And don't forget to go to our website, 98kupd.com. You can check out the pick of the litter, which is an absolute gem of a dog today. Eric, you're looking. Have you been thinking about a bigger dog?
Oh, my daughter's all over me about getting
it. I tell you.
You know what her reasoning is?
What?
Skippy's going to die soon, so we need to get one now so I don't feel bad.
She learned that from
when
Grandma.
Skippy dies. Yeah. Thanks. Yuck it up.
You didn't get her new grandma, did you, you son of a bitch?
Nah.
Sorry.
She's got one left, I think, one or two.
Still got one grandma left, right? Anyway, so, yeah, this dog that's on there today is unreal. She's five, and all the training's done.
What
she
is
was
she?
Trained. She's a lab.
Oh, she's
probably
a lab.
Probably a 55-pound lab. Look at
perfect.
The video. Perfect dog. And sits, lays down. They use her as a test dog at Lost Her Home Pet Rescue when other dogs come in to see if they're friendly because they know she is already, so she'd like your dog. It's an unbelievable dog. I fell in love with her yesterday. Video's up at 98kupd.com. I want to get her in a house ASAP because this dog should not be in a shelter. Unfortunately, I felt like somebody misses this dog, but it was missing in Yuma and then in their shelter and Lost Her Home came and brought her up here because she was in that shelter and that wasn't as good as the one they've got there. So hop on this one because she's awesome. And they got so many great dogs right now, and it's as we're all kind of locked up, and we're getting closer to doing it again for realsies, it would be good to have a fuzzy little buddy you can help out with. But this one, work's done. Training's done. House broken, I would assume. The sit, the lay down, the shake, all that stuff was there. So check it out. This one grabbed my heart, so get hold of her. We're all done. Have yourselves a great weekend. We'll catch you Monday right here in the Morning Sickness. So long!
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What the hell?
98.
I'm not cool with this at all.
K-U-P-D.